It's the biggest news story of the summer. 12 Thai soccer players and their coach are trapped in a flooding cave. They have no food, they're running out of oxygen, and the water is rising. Overnight, an international team of experts assembles. Their mission? Get every boy out alive. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. On June 23rd, 2018, 12 teenage soccer players go caving with their 25-year-old coach when a flash flood traps them on a ledge. The Tom Long Caves are the fourth longest in Thailand and stretch under a half mile of mountain rock. And during monsoon season, the caves can become completely flooded. When their families realize what happened, it's international news. And I'm sure they're furious. Thai authorities race to pump and divert water out of the caves and find an alternate way in. And it doesn't work. Time to call in a couple of spelunkers. That's a real word for cave explorers, by the way. Remember it next time you're playing Scrabble. Answering the call, Brits and spelunkers, Rick Stanton and John Valantin. They're volunteers, cave diving record holders, and they've rescued multiple people from underwater caves before. Rick and John are by no means the only rescuers at the scene, but they take the lead, working closely with the Thai Navy SEALs. The divers enter the cave searching for the boys and laying guidelines so more divers can safely get in and around. Even with a headlight, mud in the water can remove all visibility for a diver. At some points, they're searching by feel alone. 9 days pass with no luck. By July 2nd, they've explored over 2 miles of cave. As they lay their last piece of guideline, Rick and John surface in an air pocket to discuss their next move. They hear a voice in the distance, and one by one, 12 boys come out of a cavern on a ledge, followed by their coach. They've been down in utter darkness for almost 2 weeks. They're thrilled to see the divers saying thank you, over and over again. Rick and John take a video for proof of life and try to build up their morale. They can't rescue them yet, but they will. They promise. They just have no idea how. The team is 2.5 miles deep into the cave and under half a mile of solid rock. There's no way to drill a passage safely. To get them, the rescue team can't just wait for the floodwaters to recede. That'll take months. Diving is the only option, and it's an extremely dangerous option. On July 6th, one of the Navy SEALs on the rescue team dies diving into the cave. He was a healthy 38-year-old triathlete, an experienced diver. So how are they supposed to get out just under 24 people, all but one kids, who have never dived before? Some can't even swim. On July 8th, the rescue begins, with 100 divers stationed throughout the cave with extra oxygen tanks and emergency protocols. They have to work quickly. On July 10th, the cave is estimated to fully flood, even the ledge the boys have lived on for 2 weeks. They bring in so many experts, even a cave diving anesthetist, Richard Harry Harris. His job is to drug the boys with ketamine to help prevent hypothermia and knock them unconscious. In the claustrophobic underwater caves, a panic attack, or even an unexpected move, could lead to a boy's death. It's a risk they can't take. Each unconscious boy wears a wetsuit, a full-face oxygen mask, and a handle on their back so they can be easily maneuvered. They're also attached to the diver rescuing them. Each diver takes one boy and holds them face down underneath them. Then, precious cargo clutched to their chests, they swim. The divers use their own bodies as shields to protect the boys from hitting the cave's ceiling. It takes about 2 hours to ferry each unconscious boy through the cave and over 63 hours total to get them all out. On July 10th, as the cave waters rise higher and higher, the final soccer player leaves the cave alive. They did it. Their plan of carrying them out unconscious actually worked. Thankfully, everything worked out. Today, the boys are national stars, there's a museum being built to commemorate the rescuers' bravery, and the Tom Long Caves have safely reopened. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by the BBC incredibly helpful. You can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.